As this Tuesday's election approaches, we've been taking a tour of some notable races, and this morning, a ballot initiative in Santa Barbara County, California. It is called Measure P, and it asks voters to ban some oil and gas drilling methods, such as fracking. The oil industry wants to defeat the measure. They've spent $7 million trying, NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
Here's a sample of what $7 million sounds like.
When the Santa Barbara County deputy sheriffs heard about Measure P, we looked into the facts, and the facts are troubling.
As an environmentalist and geologist, I am asking you to not be fooled by Measure P.
Por favor, vota no a la medida P.
We're bombarded with no on Measure P messages, whether they be on the air or, you know, driving down the road. I mean, it's overwhelming.
Chris Rather is with the group Yes on Measure P that's backing the initiative to ban fracking and other so-called high-intensity drilling processes. He raises horses and cattle in northern Santa Barbara County. Now, this isn't the Santa Barbara of pristine beaches and fancy resorts you might be picturing. This part of the county is dotted with small ranches, vineyards, and oil wells, about 1,100 of them. Rather says Measure P is an insurance policy.
You know, it will provide protection for the future, and that's really what we want.
See, there's talk that California's Monterey Shale Formation, which extends into his county, could be the next North Dakota. And Rather is worried that fracking and other drilling technologies could contaminate the county's already drought-stressed water supply. His other worry is that his group is being outspent 23-1 in the campaign.
I'm hoping it'll backfire because it really has the feel of trying to buy this election.
I'm sorry, that's just a political game.
Jim Byrne is the spokesman for No on Measure P.
If I owned a business, I would want to do anything in my possibility to save that business.
Byrne says Measure P could effectively shut down all new drilling operations in Santa Barbara County. There's no fracking currently going on in the county. The industry says it doesn't work, given the geology. But a process called steam injection is widely used, and that would also be banned if the initiative passes.
They go after methods that have been utilized safely, responsibly, and under the most stringent regulations for the last 50 years, and they're calling it new and high intensity. It's just a ruse.
In these post-Citizen United times, there's a lot more scrutiny on the role of money in politics, but there have actually been no spending limits on ballot measures since the 1980s. Rick Hassan is a UC Irvine law professor who also hosts a popular campaign finance blog.
There's much more at stake in terms of the financial interests of those who would engage in oil drilling in this area than the amount that's being spent on the election.
Hassan is not sure all the spending in Santa Barbara is part of an upward trend in ballot measure races nationally. But what is clear is that the stakes are high. After all, if Measure P passes or fails, it could set a precedent for other counties across California and possibly the country. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.